Now, the rest of the story. Don Turnipseed. He was 23, with his life and Highway 466 outstretched before him. Don Turnipseed, a veteran of the Korean War, a freshman at California Polytechnic Institute, going to school on the GI Bill, a major in electrical engineering, future as an electrical contractor, everything going his way. But one as yet unknown thing coming his way on Highway 466. Don Turnipseed was eastbound, homebound from college, cruising along at 60-ish in his black and white 1950 Ford. He was looking for the Y in the road, the intersection with Highway 41, the last leg of his journey home to Tulare. But that was a journey he was not to complete. For an invisible roadblock lay ahead, an encounter with destiny and history, and this is the rest of that story. There had been several fatal car wrecks before this at Highway 41 intersection. There was about to be another. Don had made that turn 100 times before and had survived them all, so other thoughts were brimming his brain in the waning September afternoon. For a moment, Don was back on a Navy hospital ship in Korean waters. He'd seen some awful sights in the service, most of them aboard that vessel. Don thought about his mother and his father, the hardware man, and the home-cooked meals that awaited him that weekend. It had been 2 weeks since he'd seen his family, so it was with considerable eagerness that he anticipated the 41 turnoff. That's the one he was never to reach. You see, there was no left turn lane, so Don was easing across the white center line when suddenly he slammed on the brakes. It was over in a few terrible moments. 30-foot skid marks led to the crash. And the last Don had jerked the wheel to the right, but it was too late. The collision threw him into the windshield and jabbed the steering wheel into his chest like a short punch from an iron fist. Incredibly, Don did not die. More incredibly still, it appeared that he was not too badly hurt. His nose was gashed and bleeding. His left shoulder hurt like everything, but otherwise, miraculously, Don was all right. The two-tone Ford and the car with which it had collided ought to have been welded into a grotesque, unrecognizable metal sculpture. But the Ford's left front fender gave way instead. The other car, it was a small foreign car, flew up and over in a series of monstrous cartwheels. Don Turnipseed lived to tell all that you've just heard. It was the driver of the other car who was killed. This was September 30, 1955, in what has since become one of the most famous automobile accidents ever. The man who walked away from it, as I say, was a Korean veteran on his way home to his family. The man who did not walk away from it was only 24, a year older than Don. Yet what he had done with his life until then had made an indelible mark on the motion picture industry with movies like East of Eden and Giant and Rebel Without a Cause. For more than 30 years, folks have been talking about the day James Dean died in a car crash. Well, you've just learned what it was like for the other guy, the one that got away, because now you know the rest of the story.